This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You do. I do well, and Jay does well, and hopefully all of you do well. 7 past the hour. It is the Tuesday, June 7th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thinking about what makes you happy, information that you have, the way you live, you have options in your life, and hopefully you take the right road. Those options, if you take the right ones, make you happier. You know, some people say, I don't have any money. Well, I don't have any options. Well, money doesn't make you happy. It's nice to have it. You can be miserable with money. As I look at Bobby Axelrod on Billions. he had a good time for a while, but then, you know, things weren't that swell. You can be happy. I found myself. I've had life ups and downs like we all have. I'm a great representative of the human race. I've had a lot of money. I've had no money. I've lived my life the way that I really wanted to. Live my life finding the most important things, my children, my grandchildren, the people that I work with, whether it's on the farm or here on the radio, the folks that support whatever it is that I do. I have some detractors, local detractors. There's a thing called the Framingham Unfiltered blog. You'd love this, Jay. I imagine every community has it. I don't know. I've never seen one. But according to the blog, I'm a bully. Because I was involved in a meeting, and I basically told the people who were off on a tangent to get back onto the track. And these people didn't like it. So I became instantly, I'm a bully. So there.
So because you held people accountable for what they were supposed to be talking about, that made you a bully? Did you did you call people names when you were getting them back on track?
Not. No, I didn't.
Well, then it sounds like they're the ones being a bully.
Well, I think I said that to the lady, as a matter of fact. She was on about me and this, that, and the other thing, and I don't understand her, and I have a right, and blah. I said to her, you know, that's great. You do not have a problem with me. Your problem is you. I don't have a problem. You have the problem. You know, whatever your problem is, it's yours. It's not mine. Ah, I don't like that one at all. So, anyway, it's all in how you look upon things and what you think is, it's all in what you're brought up to think is important. I think with me and with you, I know, and with most of us who are here, it's the people that we care about that are the most important thing in our lives. It isn't whether we drive a fast car. I like driving a nice car, but it isn't the most important. I have a 22-year-old pickup truck that I drive most of the time, and it's just fine. Thanks very much. Doesn't make any. I just don't care about stuff like that. But everybody's different. Some people do, and God love you if you do.
Well, and then you have the people who are always trying to keep up. Was it keeping up with the Joneses? I have a friend who's a CPA, and she has the best quote, and I'm sure she heard it from somewhere else, but she always says, "Money won't fix your problems unless your problems are money related."
Yeah, there you go. Hello. There's a story today about, and maybe I should have gotten to this earlier when we were talking about the last train robbery, the last official, according to official historical records, the last train robbery took place on this date in 1900. So along with that, this is kind of I'm in Dallas today, and I'm looking at some of the local stories here in Oklahoma City. A cow got loose on a highway, and a couple of cowboys on horses with lassos chased down the cow. Pretty good video, actually.
Yeah. It was like straight up Wild Wild West. Like, cowboys with lassos wrangling the cow that was loose on a busy highway.
Yep. You know how funny it is? When I first glanced at the story, I thought it was about Ted Lasso.
Really?
Yeah.
Like this was the next storyline?
The next storyline. Yes, exactly. Right. The chairman of the Hard Rock Casino and Entertainment Company is speaking with the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, about the economic challenges of banning smoking in casinos. Now, how about this? Those of you who go to Las Vegas, there are casinos everywhere now. And one of the things that I find most distasteful, whenever I try to stay away from these casinos because of this very reason. It is so gross. And it's hard to escape it because the slot machines are pretty much everywhere in the lobbies and this room and that room. So apparently, Mr. Murphy thinks that we ought to ban smoking in all the casinos. There are 9 of them in Atlantic City. And so now his suggestion has gone to the legislature. The fellow who's the chairman of Hard Rock International said that smoking is one of the things that brings people into the casino.
Well, and I feel like that's all the casinos, because I was just in Vegas, and a lot of the new built ones, or newly remodeled or repurchased and renovated, they don't allow smoking. Like Park MGM, you cannot smoke inside on the premises. You have to go outside in a certain feet away from the building or something like that. But people who smoke don't realize how bad it smells because they're on nose blind to it. I have a cousin who just recently quit smoking, and he was commenting about he had no idea how awful he smelled until now he's around people and he smells it, and he's like, and he's past the point that it doesn't smell good to where it's like, oh, it smells good, I miss it, I wish I could have one. He's past that. He's like, no, it actually really stinks.
Yucca.
Do you remember the smoking versus non-smoking sections in a restaurant? That was like,
I remember airplanes
four foot glass divider. Dividing anything.
No.
Give me a non-smoking seat, and it's right next to the smoking section that did nothing.
We keep talking about the situation with COVID and how there are more people who are vulnerable to it, and it's not going to go away, and people are going to keep getting it, yada, yada, yada. And so I'm thinking back to the time when you walked into the bank, for example, or into a restaurant, a fast food place, and you stood in front of a plastic wall with a little hole underneath that you could slip your money in, or they could slip the food out. Do you know how silly that, when it gets right down to it, how silly all that stuff is? It doesn't protect you from anything. The mask more protects other people from you than you from them. But there's so much that we're learning about what we did versus what we didn't do, and what was part of the popular lore. You got to do this, you got to do that. And it turns out that a lot of the stuff didn't make any difference whatsoever. It just, if it's going to get you, it's going to get you. That pretty much is what doctors are saying these days. You know, if everybody's going to have it sooner or later. So get used to the fact that you're going to get it and live your life. And I think that's, frankly, I wish that advice had been around a couple of years ago. It would have made things a lot easier at any rate. So speaking of medical, listen to this. A medical trial for treating rectal cancer has yielded some unheard-of results. There were 18 patients, Jay, who participated in this trial that are all in remission. None of them, not one, has any detectable cancer cells.
That's fantastic.
Right. Yep. Story today in the New York Times. None of the patients had significant complications from the medication, which actively basically unmasks cancer cells so the immune system can destroy them. See, there are two sides to this. Now, that's why I told you the story. Because sort of conventional medicine, i.e. maybe what some refer to as the drug culture, in addition to the homeopathic side of things, understanding how important your immune system is. Having a strong immune system is your best chance to live a long and healthy life. But in some circumstances, the immune system can't do its job unless there's an opening. And so in this circumstance, whatever the drug is, I don't know what it's called, and I wouldn't probably be able to pronounce it anyway, the drug opens up the cellular structure so the immune system can go in and destroy the cancer cells. Your immune system, every single person on the planet, every single one of us has cancer in our system. It just is one of the things. Your cells are not all perfect. Some of them divide incorrectly and they cause crazy things to happen. And most of us don't even know it. Most of us will never know it because it doesn't overwhelm us. Mm-hmm. Because the people who have a strong immune system, that's what it's for, the white blood cells. And there are other parts of the system that are important to enhance, to keep yourself healthy. And so if you do that, and sometimes you get a little help from some drugs, that's the best way to longevity, I think. I swear by lots of fish oil, a lot of different supplements that keep my immune. I think that's why I'm as healthy as I am. Plus, growing up on the farm, being exposed to all that stuff. Yeah.
And you touched on something, Doug, saying you get a little help, like you're getting help from the different drugs and medications and everything. Because that's so true. A lot of people need that. And there are doctors who will mask the issues. Or it's like, well, I'm going to give you this medicine to stop your symptoms, but they don't address the cause of the symptoms to therefore prevent anything.
Yeah, you're right. Right about that. There's a research that we're going to talk about in a moment about mosquitoes. You getting mosquito bites this season? Let's find out how you can eradicate that problem right after this. Superstar batteries are designed for lasting performances and consistent starts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstar batteries. Get a Superstar battery for your car, your truck, your motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, or more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Trust Superstar batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, 18 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kushner and I trying to figure out how to avoid mosquito bites. All right? So this research, here it is, the advice of the day, ladies and gentlemen. I've been bitten. They seem to be worse this year. I know if I stay out late and work on the farm, I'm getting a lot of bites after 8 o'clock usually. So you want to avoid that, you wear specific colors. That apparently, who would have thought mosquitoes paid attention to color? But if you wear cooler shades of green, purple, blue, and white, apparently you're going to not be attractive. If you're wearing other colors, like strong red colors, orange colors, that seems to throw off something in your body that attracts the bugs.
Yeah, this whole thing, how they found this is so fascinating. It came out of the University of Washington where they had these mosquitoes in chambers. And basically, there's these three cues that attract the mosquitoes, your breath, your sweat, and the temperature of your skin, which ignites their eyes. And then they scan for colors. So if you're wearing, and black is another color. And apparently, all of our skin, no matter the shade of our skin, emits a red-orange trigger color to them.
All right, so wear cooler shades of green, purple, blue, and white, and you won't get eaten. It's 21 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour. Some trending items. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service. Nelson Mandela is responsible for the thought of the day. The greatest glory of living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. How about that? You think about how it feels when you go down, and then when you come back up again. It's kind of a cool thing. Speaking of that, Ringo Starr, I think he hasn't really gone down. He had a few problems with drugs a number of years ago. You know, all the Beatles had, after they went their separate ways, and even while, you know, they had lots of drug issues because they used a lot of drugs. They were, you know, whooping it up. So now, at the same time, the other night, Paul McCartney sang in Fenway Park in Boston. Same night, Ringo is in the the Deck Center in Worcester. So he's got a concert in Worcester, and McCartney's in Boston. Anyway, so then the next day, Ringo goes to the Berklee College of Music to deliver the commencement speech, and then he gets a doctorate. He says, I never went to college. I certainly have had a lot of experience making music, so I suppose I earned this in my own way, he said, after being given an honorary doctorate of music. So now Dr. Ringo Starr. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Right. Woo-hoo. In a moment, some comments relived. Jay will report on some of your comments that we have as you continue to give us your input. More the better. Stand by for that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Jay, what do we have as you're following the input from our listeners? What are people saying about the various issues that we've posted?
Well, rising gas prices at the pump. Nobody's loving it, and it is absolutely absurd. Sally Wellburn in Washington State says gas is about $5.49. Jeff Nain in Florida, $4.65 a gallon. Steve Knott said Round Talk, Texas is about $5.15 per the middle octane. And even took a picture, 17 gallons in the tank, almost $100. Melinda Stone says, I like what Melinda Stone has to say. She says, we all know it's terrible everywhere. How about let's talk about the cause and the solution?
The cause is you're getting gouged by, or part of the problem is Ukraine and the shutting off of the spigot. Part of the problem is not drilling and having our own energy independence. And part of the problem is ExxonMobil and the other big oil companies are gouging the hell out of you. So how do you fix that? You go to the small little guy around the corner who's charging you 10, 12, 14 cents less a gallon. That's how to deal with that. Thank you very much. 28 past the hour.
Is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The former leader of Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, and 4 other associates were charged with seditious conspiracy on Monday for their role in January 6. It carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin on Washington Post.
Yes, the committee has found evidence of concerted planning and premeditated activity. The idea that all of this was just a rowdy demonstration that spontaneously got a little bit out of control is absurd. You don't almost knock over the U.S. government by accident.
In hockey, the Colorado Avalanche are heading back to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 2001. Now they wait for the winner of the New York Rangers-Tampa Bay Lightning Series. That continues tonight at 8 Eastern. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The January 6th Commission hired a Good Morning America producer to spruce up their primetime TV show on Thursday. The mostly partisan group of lawmakers were denied meaningful Republican representation when Nancy Pelosi stopped some Republicans from being on the committee. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona on Newsmax, points out the committee has come up empty again and are putting forth a dog and pony show.
That doesn't really surprise me because there's an old saying for trial lawyers that if you can't convince them with the facts, dazzle them with the BS and the production, and that's what's going to happen here. They don't have the facts to demonstrate their narrative that they've been working just over a year to craft this narrative. And so then they come in with a Hollywood-type producer who wants to make a documentary out of this. For what reason? Because they don't have facts. I mean, even one of their advisors said there's no smoking gun here tying the president with the organization of these rioters. The FBI has said that. But these guys, it's all they have. And so I wasn't really surprised too terribly much.
SpaceX has postponed this week's planned launch of a Dragon cargo mission to the ISS to investigate a possible leak detected during fueling of the spacecraft at Cape Canaveral. The Dragon spacecraft was scheduled for launch Friday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Officials have not set a new target launch date, but have confirmed it would not happen Friday or Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour here on Tuesday, June the 7th, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The traveling that I do usually, well, it's not always for business. I go back and forth to the West Coast to be with my family, but I'm on business in Dallas this morning, and I'm looking at all of the local news channels, and I'm reminded of what it was like when television was in its heyday. I don't consider it to be in its heyday now, and maybe even could say that about radio to a point. The looks of the people who were delivering the news, it wasn't that they were the most important. The news was the most important thing. Remember those good old days when the news was actually the reason you watched the newscast? Now, There is just, looking across, there are four local stations here in Dallas, as there are in most major markets. They're associated with NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. And I'm looking at these morning anchors that are doing the local news before they do the national stuff. And it's a hodgepodge of characters. I'm looking at the outfits that they're wearing. In the old days, they used to pay much better now than, much better then than they do now. So what you have, I'm looking at one, the Fox News Channel here in Dallas. Those of you in Texas maybe are close enough to see the woman who's on the air. This I don't want it to sound bad. I'm just making an observation. The guy who's the anchor has probably been at every station in the market and on the Fox station. He's kind of old and kind of fat. And not that it doesn't represent America. Maybe that's why we were so used to seeing this perfection. You know, when Roger Ailes was running Fox, all the blonde bimbos who were on the air, they couldn't put a sentence together, but they looked good, and that's all he cared about. So maybe now I'm showing my superficiality, because the woman who's on this station has buck teeth and really doesn't, and a lisp. And I think to myself, why would you put somebody like that on television? Not that they don't have a place and we can't love them.
Well, I think because also perfection, the idea of it has been shattered. Everybody knows that there's no perfect person, no perfect family. Look at Michael Strahan. How much work does he get? And once upon a time, you would think he wouldn't get any work because of his teeth. There's the gap in between his front teeth. He has a lisp. Right now, I'm rocking a lisp because I'm getting dental work done. But it definitely has... Today has shattered a lot of the ideas, quote unquote, air quotes, of perfection.
All right. Well,
do you remember? I keep thinking of the women I grew up watching on the news who all had the same hairstyle. It was puffed up, you know, high volume, but also straight. And it looked like they were wearing a helmet on their head because there was so much hairspray and it didn't move.
Yeah, the bee bonnet. Yeah. Katie Couric didn't have that. But anyway, let's keep moving. The, situation with the tax overhaul seems to be, earlier this year there were 130 different nations who signed on to an agreement to eliminate the tax havens around the world and have a global minimum tax. Remember, all of the liberals were saying, this is great. We're going to get those guys who are screwing us over on not paying the taxes, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, and I don't mean that to sound like it's political, but that's who was saying it. The liberals were the ones, go get those guys. Well, they all have now apparently come, the ideas have come home to roost, not only here in our country, but over in Europe as well. And the suggestions that have been put into form so they could be voted on as laws are all stuck everywhere. And it's not just the United States where the Democrats and the Republicans in the Senate have been arguing about what to do with the money and what should be, you know, what the tax changes should really be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in Europe, for example, in Ireland, they have a tax haven. I was going to say haven, but heaven is probably the right word. Do you know how many corporations are headquartered in Ireland because they don't have the same kind of tax structure? It's kind of like Delaware here in our country.
Yeah, seems like it'd be a lot.
Right, and also Poland is a pretty good tax haven. So you think the Irish want to enact this? They're not interested in this at all. It's great business for them to have all these corporate headquarters over there. The same is true, as I said, in Delaware, Utah. Let's see, Nevada is good for tax havens here in America. So what seemed to be an idea that had, you know, some popular support, that is, yeah, let's go get those rich guys, it's now falling apart. So, you know, we often hear these stories about what's going on now, and then there's no follow-through. You don't know what happened. So I remember earlier in the year when all of this stuff was being touted, and it got lost, the discussion of these policies gets lost because of Ukraine, the cost of fuel, the gun stuff, whatever it is that's going on. And today, maybe it would be the midterm primaries. I'm going to go back to that for a second because I think this is something that I hope there is some influence in my voice and my tone and my demeanor when I tell you that this was the most important thing I think I ever learned in political science class. And then in life, I've practiced it because as you think it through, it makes nothing but sense. You know as well as I do that the people who go through the primary process, maybe there are, I don't know, pick a number, six people that are running for a congressional seat in your district. Or maybe there's local, like in California, there are local elections. I noticed there's a recall of a judge in San Francisco today. But there are, you know, there are issues, local issues, national issues, et cetera, et cetera. So as you look at the personalities and you look at the people that are trying to find their way into public life, how qualified are they? What's their background? What do you know about these people? Do you really pay attention? If you don't vote in the primaries, you're losing an opportunity to really influence government a whole heck of a lot more than if you wait and vote in just in November. Because
yeah.
All of the screening gets done now. And there are nutbirds. I keep referring to Marjorie Taylor Greene as an example and AOC as an example. Both of them are extremists, one on the right, one on the left. And neither of them, in my opinion, have a place in Congress because they don't focus on the work that's in the people's work. They focus on themselves and what their power. What do I want to say about this? I don't care what you think. The people ought to tell you, representative government, excuse me, is just that. You represent the people, so you should know what the constituents in your area want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you want to do, what they want you to do. And so a lot of that stuff gets stuck in just, what, seven primaries, I think, today in the various states, and could, if you know, depending on your vote, reshape Congress. And
well,
it really, please go vote today.
And,
yeah, go ahead.
And it is astounding how many people they miss the primary elections. They don't realize when it's coming up because it's not like, you know, in November when it's okay, it's this Tuesday and everybody is voting. The primaries are different dates by state, and a lot of people
right.
do miss that. Like Tennessee's primaries are August 4th, which I will be voting in, but the
right.
recent elections that we had, it was city and county based. Well, we already sold our home, or we didn't close on the sale of our home yet, but we had the buyer, we knew everything. I didn't vote in that because I didn't think that that would be fair because I was leaving that city, I was leaving that county. And why should I be casting my vote based on my opinion that won't affect me because I'm leaving that city and county?
Mm-hmm.
But the primary,
yeah.
you better believe I will be there and voting
yeah.
in person.
In a moment, we're back with a conversation about a 2-year-old boy who shoots his father after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work.
Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Beck Stevens, Good Day Program, 46 after the hour with Jay Kirshner. The focus on this two-year-old boy, my God, this has nothing to do with gun control. This has to do with morons having children. This woman this is Orlando, by the way, where this happened. This woman she's facing criminal charges, which she ought to.
Mm-hmm.
The fellow who is the father is 26-year-old Reggie Mabry. He was fatally shot while he was playing a video game. The gun somehow ended up, the real gun, on the floor. And the two-year-old is crawling around on the floor, doesn't obviously know what the gun is, and somehow moves it, picks it up, and then he pulls the trigger and kills the father. While the other three young children in the family are watching this whole thing.
Yeah, it was awful.
On the floor, a gun on the floor in the house with young children who were just wandering around or just crawling around on the floor.
So apparently this gun, they not that any of this is okay, but they normally store it in a box underneath a pillow in a closet or whatever. Sometimes it's kept in a safe, even though the safe is broken. And this time they thought it was in a bag that happened to be next to some dirty laundry. And when they went to hang the bag, the gun may have fallen out.
Yeah.
It like, awful. There's an infant in the room, of the five-year-old or older brother. The two-year-old's probably not going to remember this, but will grow up having that knowledge of what happened. The five-year-old is going to remember everything that happened. Witness this. It is absolutely awful. And again, it goes back to not just gun control. It's about gun responsibility. And that's how irresponsible could you have been?
Parental responsibility. You know, you have all these people talking about guns and shooters and stuff. And then there are those who concern themselves with the status of people who have guns like this. Many of them are on welfare. I don't know I just find it, when you look at the history of some of these people and what their background is, there's no responsibility. There's no protection. They just keep having children because they can get more money from the welfare system. I don't know that that's the case in this particular instance, but I know that that's been a problem since I started talking about issues on the air back in the 1970s. Welfare problems that are created by us being too liberal in giving things to people who don't deserve them and not giving things to people who do deserve them. I use the veterans as an example. There's a lot more help that ought to be going there instead of giving it to people who are too damn lazy to go get a job. So that's my remember that. And this half hour, 10 before the hour here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
So I recognize this, even Chuck Kerr. Chuck Kerr is here, our movie man, at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I and you and Chuck are listening to the theme from Jurassic Park. So I had this observation earlier on the air. I was watching an ad for Jurassic Park, which looks like the scariest piece of baloney. The dinosaurs are chasing people under the water. They're chasing people on buildings. They're chasing them on motorcycles, chasing them in cars, chasing them in buses. Everybody's going to get eaten in this movie. Nobody left. Right?
So you're saying they should just stay in the jungle?
What, the dinosaurs or the people?
People, both.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Here's why we play this. Some of the reviews have now hit online, like the reaction, not the actual review, but the reaction to a screening among some of the blog critics. And I always look forward to that because I want people to like what I want to like because I'm looking forward to the film because one of the best movie-going experience I ever had was in 93, the original Jurassic Park at the Ziegfeld Movie Theater in New York City, 1,150 people, sold-out crowd. It was awesome. So the reaction, I just read them before it went on the air, and much to my dismay, very split reactions. Variety really digs it, few people dig it, but there are a lot of people coming out, and some saying the movie's awful, which bothers me. That's a strong reaction. That's a pretty strong. When you say that's okay, it was passable time killer, but when you say awful, that's a strong reaction to the negative. So we'll see how this plays out when Jurassic World Dominion hits theaters on Thursday night. But I'll tell you a quick story. I remember back in 1989 when Tim Burton's Batman came out, one of the most highly hyped movies of all time. I woke up that morning. This is pre-social media, no internet, so you couldn't read online reviews. I lived in Brooklyn, New York. I lived on 14th Street and Avenue. Ran to the newsstand when the newspaper came out. Daily News, a film critic named Kathleen Carroll reviewed it 3.5 stars. New York Post, David Edelstein, gave it 4 stars. And I was happy that I read 2 really good reviews. Having said that, that movie itself polarized people. I'm a big fan. I still to this day love that movie despite its flaws. But you're not going to please everybody, except it appears Top Gun Maverick is just about pleasing everybody. I haven't seen a bad word about that film. That's sort of a rarity.
All right, so I'm going to spoil. I'm going to rain on your parade then.
Go ahead.
Here's the story. The guy who wrote the original piece was a magazine article written called Top Gun from the early 80s, 83, describing life with fighter pilots in the Navy. And apparently Paramount adapted that story. And so now with the success, Tom Cruise and Paramount are being sued because they went beyond the copyright of the story. This guy wants more money, basically.
What you describe is a lot of latitude. I mean, where does it end? I mean, if I wrote a screenplay tomorrow about doing a movie spot on a radio show, would you sue me if it became a big movie? I mean,
if the rights lapse, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, the rights, so they only paid for a certain number of years. Is that, Jay, what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The rights expire January 2020, so now it's a question of when was the movie
actually
made.
Yeah, but they made the movie before 2019.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so that's why it's a question of when was everything completely done versus it may not hold up in court given the dates of everything.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure it'll roll around in the legal system for 5 years, and then if there's any validity, they'll settle out of court. It's not going to stop the momentum of that movie.
No, but if they're smart, they'll pay the guy and get rid of him. To keep them getting in the way. Neve Campbell has revealed that she made the difficult decision to turn down Scream 6.
Here's the thing. I like the Scream movies. I'm not that big a fan of the last one. I thought it was just okay. Watchable, but nothing special. She's the star of that franchise. They brought her back. The same production company brought Jamie Lee Curtis back for the Halloween franchise. And now those movies made a ton of money. I just think Jamie Lee Curtis has more viability with the Halloween franchise than Neve Campbell has with Scream. Having said that, I'm assuming they made her a really low ball offer, and she was insulted and passed.
Right.
Jamie Lee Curtis probably got $10 million for Halloween. Neve Campbell probably offered $1 million, and she probably wanted 2 or 3 and felt that, you know, insulting.
Speaking of that, Tom Cruise, I read, got $20 million up front for Top Gun, and on the other end, he's going to get another 20.
Sure.
So, is it worth $40 million? I would say the way people are going to the theater, yes, it'd be the answer to that, right?
If you believe in capitalism, probably.
I do, Chucker. Thank you, and so do you. All right, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.